Hello, sinners and saints, and welcome back to Happy, Holy, Humble. I am your host, Katana Carmen, and today I got a topic for you that we're going to get into. But first, let us look into the Lord with prayer so we can honor him. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. God, we thank you for this podcast platform for Happy, Holy, Humble, God. God, we just ask you to use us as your vessel so that we may be able to pour out into somebody who may need this, God. God, as we get ready to talk about trust and go deeper in you, God, God, we just ask you to expand in us, open up our hearts so that we may be able to receive it and open up our ears so that we can hear it, God. God, I just pray right now that everybody that comes to this, God, gets something from it, God. God, let them receive it in the name of Jesus, God, and let them be blessed, God. And God will give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Amen. All right, y'all. We're back. Episode 4 of Happy, Holy, Humble. We're going to live this lifestyle, I promise. But we're going to get there one topic at a time. So today's title is Trusting Your Faith Over Your Unbelief. Trusting Your Faith Over Your Unbelief. Now, I know I'm not the only one that has struggled with the unbelief. And also, I know I'm not the only one who has problems trusting. So we're going to get into the definitions. Trust. Trust is a firm belief of readability, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. And belief, just belief, not believing or believing towards something, just belief. An acceptance that a statement is true or that something exists. So my main scripture that I like to stay focused on is Proverbs 3 and verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. So I could probably put on my hands and my toes and say that I'm a person who has struggled with trust. Growing up, in a single family home, in a single parent home, trust is something that, especially from my mom, we built it very early on. I can say that I have a very open dialect with my family. We talk about a lot of things that might be bothering us or issues. We have a very solid ground of communication when it comes to talking about topics. And we just trust each other. When it comes to me trusting other people, like my fiance, for example, it takes time. Friends, they took time. Even like trusting myself with certain things, those things take time. Now let's look a little deeper into the word trust. It's a firm belief. So like, it's not just trust is not just, oh yeah, I trust you. No. It's firm. And I like that they use the word firm because it means I stand on business. It's a firm belief. I believe in it. I'm going to do it. Trust is something that, takes a lot out of a person. That's why people be like, oh, I believe you. Instead of, oh, I trust you. Trust is just a little bit more closer to the heart, and it's easy. It comes easy for those who know how to trust, but people who have trusted somebody and have gotten burned, that definitely puts an anchor. It always it's like in a wound. It puts a wound on them, because if you did trust somebody that you really believed, it could be hard to trust other factors that could help you. So I like how they break it down. Google, this is just a Google version translation. It says a firm belief in real ability, real ability. I was like, real ability. That's an interesting word that they use. So it's a firm belief in something that I can see, like real. And then it says firm belief in truth. So than the ability or strength of someone or something. So apparently trust got all these different words that goes along with it. It has truth, ability, strength, readability, of someone or something. And we are affirming, it's a firm belief. Now the belief, the Google version that it gave me was an acceptance. Sometimes like, I feel like when we say, or if we really believe somebody, it does come off as like, I accept you for what you're saying and who you are. Do we do that with God? I don't know. You tell me. From personal experience, I have said, and this is like the difference between night and day. People say, I believe in God, but I don't go to church. Remember I said faith without works is dead a couple episodes ago? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You said, I believe in God, but I do not follow God. See, how can you truly believe something is as an acceptance? You accepted God. So belief is an acceptance that a statement is true. So if you say, I believe God, but I just don't go to church, do you truly believe in God? My answer, obviously we all have our own judgment day, and God's going to ask, did you truly believe in him? Did you accept him into your heart? I think that might be on the fence. So when we focus on the scripture in Proverbs, trust in the Lord with all your heart. The heart part is very vital because it's such a, I was explaining this to my Sunday school class, that God uses heart as it's a very vital organ. People can live without eyes. People can live without lungs. People can live without their gallbladder. When it comes to the heart, you cannot make a person live without or have an artificial heart for them to continue living. The heart is a very vital organ to the body, and God knows that's why he made us this way. You know, the heart, not only does it pump blood to other systems in our body, but it also, it's the closest thing that we have, I feel, to our spirit. Because you take away the heart, you take away your emotions, you take away your ability to be empathetic in a lot of situations. So I feel like God uses trusting with him in your heart, because, you know, that's a very vital organ, and no human has said, I ain't got my heart, I ain't lived with that, you know what I mean? So that scripture is very important, but also the second half of the scripture, lean not to your own understanding. This gets me, because I feel like a lot of the times we could trust in the Lord, you know, we firm believe, we trust in God, but sometimes do we trust in him with everything? And I mean everything. This scripture, it comes not with a test, but it kind of comes as like, oh, if you believe in me, you'll trust in me. See, belief is an acceptance. Remember I said that at the beginning. Believing in something is an acceptance. You accepted God. You say, I believe God. When you accept God into your heart, you're like, I believe you, God. I'm going to follow you. I know that Jesus is the Son of Man and things like that. When you accept, you believe in God. But trusting in him with everything is a part that we struggle on, because it's like, at the same time, God is our maker. We honor him We respect him. We're supposed to listen to him. But a lot of the times when you're in certain situations, it's hard for us to lean on to him and trust him, because our flesh is like, you think about so many other things that go like, oh, I can figure this out myself. But did you see God and did you trust God about it first? So trusting your faith and knowing that you have true belief and that you are going to trust God wholeheartedly over the unbelief will help eliminate some of that unbelief that somebody might be feeling. If you are somebody who struggles with unbelief, and I can say from experience, I ask God, God, take away my unbelief, help my unbelief. I pray to him, I seek him, because sometimes it's really easy to get caught up in yourself and you forget to put God first. The Bible talks about, you know, fearing him and honoring him, respecting him. Don't worship any other gods but him. And sometimes I feel like we get so caught up in the certain situations that we're going through that we forget that there is somebody who is always there for us and that's never going to leave you in a situation. And he doesn't put more on you than you can bear. The reason that some of us go through what we go through is because God is trying to elevate us or get us to a level like that we need to understand. I will say that whatever you go through, it's for a reason. And it's a part of your season because he needs you to, you're going to be able to share with somebody else what you went through. So if you're struggling with anything right now, God has given you this. He knows that you're going through this. And all he's saying is, trust me, and I will be there for you. So I thought that was very, 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 very important as far as what belief was breaking down into, as far as an acceptance, because then like now I can say, I said, oh, well, you believe God. Okay. So you accept him. And they're going to look at me like, what does that mean? I was like, oh, according to XYZ, we're not going to get into it. But I'm going to tell them, like, if you believe something, you accept them. That is true. You accept that, you know, you accept a belief is you are accepting. You're accepting that that statement or that thing is true or that something exists. So when people say, I believe in God, but I don't go to church, I don't follow his word, I'm going to hit them with, oh, so you're accepting that this is true. You're accepting that they exist, but you're not doing the work. I think you need to relook at that, because God is not going to play with you. He's not going to play with you. He's not going to sit on, you know, I think some people just think, well, if God was real, why is he making us go through all of this craziness and COVID and, you know, people just dying left and right, prices rising? It's because there is something greater than what we're even living, life itself. And that's everlasting life, the afterlife. The reason that we are going through this on earth right now is because there's a greater reward at the end. And I think some people just be like, no, you're kidding. Like, there's no greater reward than, like, what are you talking about? Like, is it going to get better? Like, can I experience it here on earth? And it's like, some people that aren't going to experience it here on earth. And that's the thing that we have to accept. God is not going to sit here and leave you high and dry because, you know, the world's out of order. If you follow the world and you do what the world wants you to do, then yeah, you're going to be out of order and out of the will of God. But he's saying, trust in me with all your heart and don't lean to your own understanding. Don't try to figure everything out on your own. Especially, I could say, me. Yo, see, us as women, we try to figure it out. We're going to figure it out. I'm fine. I'm figure this out. I'm going to get this together. Why does extra money coming in? Like, it don't make no sense. Like, stuff don't be making sense. But things that are under the will of God, God doesn't give us everything. And it's not going to make sense. It might not make sense. And that's why he's saying, trust in me. Trust in me. And that's why trusting in your faith is so, so much more important. And believing it is so much more important than anything you could ever do. So I'm going to give you another scripture out of the New Living Translation. It is Romans 4, 20 and 21. Abraham never wavered in believing God's promise. In fact, his faith grew stronger. And in this, he brought glory to God. He was fully convinced that God is able to do whatever he promises. And listen, I mean, if you don't know the story of Abraham, that man has been through so much. And there's been so many seasons with Abraham that, you know, God has not only tested him, but God has shown up and shown out in situations that, you know, he never thought. But one thing that he never went away from was his faith. Abraham never questioned his faith. He always believed God. He always put him first over everything. Over his wife, over his child, over his land. Like, Abraham was that great example that he's like, no matter what, I'm going to trust in you, God. I'm going to follow you, God, to the ends of the earth. God, whatever you say is done. And I believe God wants us to know that he is here with us. Like, we're not alone. Not we ourselves. We're not alone. We're not our own gods. God is with us. God knows exactly what he's doing, and he knows he's working it out for your good. But that's why you have to trust in him with all your heart, and don't lean to your own understanding, because just trying to figure it out or lean to your own understanding could deter you from where God was trying to get you in the first place. You know, it's like a detour. It's like, you know, okay, God says to you, sow the seed of $20. You said, well, God, how am I going to put gas in the car? How am I going to get groceries this week? How am I going to do X, Y, Z? And God is just like, if you listen to me and you trust that I'm going to take care of you, you'll sow the $20. And sometimes I use that example just as one, but sometimes God is saying the simple things like, don't go out tonight. Or, hey, wake up an hour early and just throw on some worship music. Get your day started. Get your hour ready. And we'd rather be like, yeah, I'm snooze, God. I don't know what you're talking about. It can't be me. I ain't getting up. But we miss out on our blessing, and we miss out what God's trying to teach us, because we're so caught up in just what we want to do and not what God wants us to do. And God wants you to be in that place where he is not only moving in your life, but you are trusting him wholeheartedly after every situation, that you get to a point where trusting God comes like that. You don't ever have to question it. And sometimes I feel like he sends certain situations for a reason, so that you can go through that season in order to understand what he's trying to tell you. And that's really hard. Like, it's like, God, you want me to go through not having a job just so you can bless me with another one that's double the income that was coming from the one I got fired from? What? He'll work like that. He will work like that. Because when God told you to leave in the first place and you aren't listening, he'll come back and detour you around to try to get you to see what he was trying to do in the first place. And listen, just like me, I'm like, okay, God, I'm done playing. I don't want to detour around. It's like, when he speaks, we should be listening. And we should be willing to do whatever he wants us to do. If God says, hey, this week I need you to give 15% instead of 10%, I'm doing it without question. Because I know my God is an awesome God, and he's never going to fail me and leave me. If he's saying this to me and he wants me to do that, then I'm going to give it to him. because he sees something for me. And he knows that because I'm his child, that I'm going to obey him and that I respect him. I'm not going to sit there and play with him and think he's like, oh my God, my God. Like, you know, the little cartoon characters where they have the angel on this side and the devil on this side. And they're trying to tell you, like, listen to what the angel says or listen to what the devil says. Like, no, we gonna play. Don't try to talk to me. It's like kicking him right off the shoulder. Because you got time. You got time. You're missing out on vital years and vital purpose that God has for you. Playing around and not just trusting him. So next time you feel yourself in this situation, you're like, Lord, help my unbelief. Take it away. I don't want to be this way. Change me. Let me trust more after you, God. God, open up my heart so that I may be receiving from you and see receiving. Open up my ears so that I can hear what the Holy Spirit has to say to me and what I should do about this decision. And it could be major decisions or it could be little decisions. Whatever decision it is. Trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding. Trusting in your faith and what you believe in is so much greater than having doubt or having the uncertainty that, you know, well, I serve a God, but I don't know if you're going to do it. It's like, if you have that type of attitude, then you need to go back because you don't know the mighty God that we serve. He can do anything. And his word says we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So I'd like to thank you guys for joining another episode of Happy, Holy, and Humble. I'm so excited that thank you for you guys tuning into me so much. It's really been a journey and I've really enjoyed these sessions that we've had as we're trying to build this lifestyle. So guys, thank you. And until we see you again, let's build this lifestyle that God wants us to have. We'll see you next time.